I think fellowship has been on my mind. Fellowship has been on my mind. Relationship has been on my mind. And they kind of go together. Fellowship and relationships. They go together. Have you ever wondered why we call the building next door the Fellowship Hall? You ever wonder that? It's been called that for a long time. The fellowship is the relationship that we have with one another. It's something we have in common together. It's something that connects us together, fellowship, by definition. Relationship draws it even closer. Because then we become connected to each other with a relationship. When you and I became a Christian, three relationships changed. Jesus became our Savior. God became our Father, and the church became our family. In other words, believers are now my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You are my brothers and sisters in Christ now.
Amen.
We have a relationship now. I've made jokes sometimes. I say that we are a dysfunctional family. We can be, can't we? We can be very dysfunctional. But you know what? God makes what's dysfunctional functional. Amen?
Amen?
When we're following after Him. When we're unified as the family, as the believers, the followers, those who fellowship together. Or should I say an older term, the fellowship of believers. When we're united with Christ, that's not dysfunctional. Because Christ holds it together. There's three benefits, though, I find of fellowship. And in our text this morning, if you want to turn with me, I didn't have Verna put it up on the screen. It's Acts chapter 2, verse 41 through 47. If you have your Bibles, you want to follow along, or if you just want to listen. Heavenly Father, bless these words. They are Your words, so they are blessed. Lord, let it penetrate our hearts and be embedded into our minds that we may be obedient to them. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Then those who gladly received His word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, and as anyone had need. So continued daily with one accord in the temple, in breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Now, let me ask you, does that sound like church to you? Does that, when you think of what church is, does that sound like church to you? Does that sound like fellowship? What we think of fellowship, whenever we go down, hey, we're going to go to the fellowship hall, we normally have a big meal and we eat, right? But it says we're breaking of the bread, that's part of fellowship, right? I look at these scriptures in Acts of the early church and I find these things in there like fellowship builds friendships, right? People come together. The early church really was close. They were close to each other. They sold goods. Nobody was in need in the church because if somebody was in need, somebody would go sell something and give it to them. Does that sound like the church? Nobody wanted for anything. I believe that they were all together and had everything in common, and I believe that the reason that the early church had such good relationships was because of their commitment to Jesus, number one. And because of their commitment to Jesus, they had a commitment to each other. Togetherness builds relationships. That's why we come together on, I know, Sunday mornings, and we meet in small groups, and it's because we desire to be together. We have a friendship together. Amen. We have a common bond together, and that's Jesus Christ who brought us together. If we love Christ, we'll love one another because Christ loves us. I didn't say we'll always agree with each other, did I? But we love each other. And when you love someone, it doesn't matter whether you agree with them all the time, because you still love them. You may throw a book at them, or a shoe, or slam a door in their face, or go storming out of a room, right? But you come back and you say, I'm sorry. You still love each other through all that. You know, I still love my kids. I've been pretty aggravated at them a few times in life. It didn't change how I felt about them. It didn't change the love that I have for my kids, and I don't want to embarrass them this morning, but I'm just saying, I've been aggravated at my kids. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's been a few times it's like, I'm not alone, right? You guys are laughing, you know, you're there too. But just because I was aggravated and maybe mad, I mean mad at them, didn't change the love that I have for them, and I didn't kick them out. Run them off, say, well, I'm done with you. I'm going to take you back to the hospital. Yeah. I didn't sign up for this. Right? Drop you off out here at Shoke. They can deal with you. Right? I mean, we don't do that to our kids, do we?
No.
I hope not. But yet we tend to do that to each other, even though we're a family. And I know things can get crazy in family life. I know that things can be difficult. I've seen all that. I know that it can be hard. But God calls us to love one another in a way just like we love our kids, just like no matter what they've done to us, we may not agree with it. We may be really aggravated at them, but still deep in our heart, we still love them so much. Relationships, togetherness builds relationships, and relationships build fellowship. Then we want to be together. We want to do things together. We want to eat together at International Night tonight. And that's not the whole reason I developed this message, is just so everybody would come tonight. You know, and everybody bring a dish so we can, you know, I've lost a little weight. I need to put some back on. No, it's because I desire to be with you guys. I love the fellowship with you guys. I'm your friend. And when you have friendships like that, you want to be with your friends. Jesus said this about friendship in John 15:15. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand that their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. Now that's what the Message Bible says, it like that. But I like that. Friends have an intimacy with one another. They have built a relationship with one another. And I've learned that most people want good friendships, don't we? We want good friends in our life, don't we? Sometimes that friendship can be difficult. Sometimes you don't always agree with each other. Sometimes you get mad at each other. I heard a story about how one person wanted to throw another one out of a boat one time because they didn't catch fish. Caught the bigger fish. And wasn't that the story? If you want to build good friendships in the church, then you need to get involved with things in the church. Amen?
Amen.
How can we know what's going on in a person's life if we never talk or see or fellowship together, right? Can you have a good friendship if you only talk to somebody once a week for an hour or 15 minutes or 20 minutes? You can know somebody, but you can't really have a great relationship with them, can you? Fellowship can only be built with time. I heard a story this week about a relationship one of the pastors had with a guy that he had had for 45 years. For 45 years he had talked and with this guy, and he finally came to Christ after 45 years of him putting time with this friendship that he had built. Wonderful story. Fellowship begins with attendance, but it goes far beyond just attendance. Fellowship is building an ongoing relationship with fellow believers. And I look at it this way. We're on the same ship and we're fellow passengers and we have the same destination, and the relationship that we have with Christ puts us on the same boat. Our sins have been forgiven and we have a purpose for living and we have a home in heaven and we have the same Savior. We have the same goals, and that's to glorify God. Amen?
Amen.
To worship Him, to learn more about Jesus and to become more like Him every day. To use our gifts and our talents for building God's kingdom and to share the good news with everyone that we meet. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that's the purpose of the church. As believers, as friends, we gather together and we hope that what we have spills over into people want to be like us. They want to be a part of us because they see the tight friendship, the loving friendship that we have, this relationship that we have with one another. People are like, man, I want that. I don't want the chaos that I get outside in the world. Because this world is full of chaos. And we've all been a part of that chaos at times in our life. I don't want that in my life. So what do? I want a fellowship with my family. I want a fellowship with my friends, the ones that believe like I do, so that I can be encouraged, so that I can be a good example for those that will be drawn to the church, right? That's really been the message for a long time, but God sends us out too. He sends us out to bring friends in. Find people to come in to the church. Psalms 133 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Isn't that wonderful? Fellowship builds unity. It did in the early church and it does now too. Fellowship builds God's kingdom. It says this in Acts 2:47, "And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Wouldn't it be wonderful if we saw that? 3,000 people get saved at one time. Wouldn't that be wonderful to see that? But you know, there was What was the numbers? 56,000 new Nazarenes this last year were added to the church. That's just in USA, Canada. So when I think about that, the church is being added to daily, isn't it?
Amen.
You know, sometimes I want to see the results here. I want to see those things happen here. I want to see it right in front of me. And sometimes I don't see that, and I get frustrated, and I get discouraged, and then I see these statistics, you know, like 56,000 Christians, new Christians. It's not just new Nazarenes, it's new believers in God who now have a home in heaven, who now have a purpose, and that's to serve God. That's what's most important. The church is being added to every day. The Scripture says, this is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciple, when they see the love you have for each other. Man. I can't make you guys love me. I can't. But you have to. No. Yep. Teddy's my biggest supporter. And I love Teddy.
Yeah.
I do. We all love Teddy, don't we?
Amen.
You know, Teddy's been a part of this church for what, nearly 50 years? And he's been every pastor that's been here's greatest supporter. He's always been loving. He's always been kind. He's always been faithful. He will be here anytime the doors is open with a smile on his face, a loving, kind word, a hug for anybody that'll let him hug him. He's a great friend to this church. And that's all God wants us to be, to each other. That's it. Loving and kind. No matter what else is going on in the world, we just have to ignore all that stuff. We can learn a lot from our good friend. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all the great things that you've given us and made available to us. Lord, let us honor you today. Let us join together in one accord. Let us be unified as a church, building your church, bringing people in, building them up, and sending them out. Lord, let us have strong relationships and fellowship with you and each other. That's my prayer, Lord, that your Holy Spirit abound in us, and that's the glue that holds us together. Lord, I thank you for this great group of people that you've placed me around and with. I call them my friends, my family. Lord, let us not leave here today with anything but love and appreciation in our heart for each other. And most of all, you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.